And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Lucy and Rich Phillips, here to talk about Lyme Awareness Month and two upcoming films that will educate you about Lyme's disease. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. The two films are Under Our Skin, that's showing on the 17th, and Emergence is a showing on the 24th, both 6 p.m. at Sitka Public Library. Tell us about Lyme Awareness Month and why you two are involved in this. It's very personal for you.
It is very personal for us. Our daughter has Lyme disease. She's been fighting it with some co-infections for almost 8 years now. And Lyme is coming to the awareness of people just because more and more people are getting it, and it's a public health problem. So Rich really started this. He got these movies and brought them home. And we decided that when we heard about LymeDisease.org put out this Lyme Disease Awareness Month, we thought we'd contribute by bringing Lyme movies to Sitka.
Let's talk about those two films. Under Our Skin, what does that address, and what's different between that and Emergence?
Under Our Skin pretty much addresses the early days, you know, when they had when Burgdorferi or Burgdorfer ID'd the Borrelia in Lyme, Connecticut, as a matter of fact, because a bunch of kids are getting sick. And this woman named Polly Murray had her, this whole neighborhood was just these kids, and they were on their butts. And they basically had what they ID'd as child onset
arthritis,
but yeah. Rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. And no one could ID it, and they couldn't figure it out. But it was prevalent, and it got worse and worse and worse. And so they were actually talked to a bunch of doctors. It's all in your head. It's all, you know, it's everything. And finally, they got someone to ID it, and they ID'd the bug, and then they figured out a way that they could start to maybe manage this thing. So it starts kind of in that vein, and it starts with people who have been infected by, infected and affected in their lives, their families, everything, by the Lyme complex. So
it's basically four people, and they follow them through the film.
And it follows them through the film, but also intermixed in that is the struggles that the doctors have had and the families have had, and how they deal with getting to a point where, you know, you don't see 50 doctors, or you're not seeing 20 doctors, and everyone you see doesn't say, well, you know, you're full of crap because it's all in your head, you know, and it time after time after time after time after time after time, these people are put off, and then the end result is it's like this devastated lives. I mean, they are literally devastated. You follow it through the movies. I don't want to be too much of a downer, but it's true, and it's eye-opening.
A realistic look at the effects of Lyme disease.
Well, it's not a docudrama. I mean, the people you see on here are people who are going through it, where they actually, the one woman that's on this front here, basically they would turn the camera on, you know, when. Mm-hmm. You know, after she got diagnosed, and you just follow her down the toilet, you know.
And then by the time you get to Emergence, you see how she has coped. And actually she came all the way through it.
Yeah.
So the second movie is hopeful in some ways because you see them emerging from problems in their lives, really serious problems from Lyme disease and serious financial investment in getting rid of the disease.
Now, Emergence was shortlisted for an Academy Award.
No, the Under Our Skin was.
Under Our Skin was, yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes. It's pretty exciting.
It is.
And it's a very moving movie. I mean, it really is. It just captures you right away. And the subject matter is very compelling. And you're following these people who are going through something that is very, very challenging.
And, you know, why, Sitkins, why should Alaskans be concerned about this?
Well, I got
It's here.
It's here. I got an email from Burgess at one point. It was probably a year ago. And the Lyme tick is here. It's not only is it on deer, but it's on the marten, and it's on the probably on the little squirrels and on the rats that are hanging out here. And they also think that it's flea transmitted, also Lyme. And the whole Lyme complex, we sort of want to get away from calling it just Lyme disease because it's borreliosis with about 30 co-infections. So you get more than one when you get a tick bite.
What does treatment typically look like? I understand that this doesn't present typically for every person, right? This is why it's fairly difficult to diagnose. It presents differently.
Yeah. Right, it does. And some doctors will treat it just from the symptoms. If you have a certain constellation of symptoms, flu-like symptoms, sudden onset, you get a target rash or a bullseye rash, they give you doxycycline for a few weeks. And in some cases, that will take care of it if you get it really quickly. But then cases like Megan's, where it went on for 2 years before they really knew what she had, it can get into your bloodstream. It's there for a long time. It's terrible trying to get rid of it. You know, Megan's been on IV antibiotics several times and has had ports and PICC lines and the whole thing. And it's very painful, too. That's the other thing, is how painful this disease can become.
And there could be neurological complications.
Absolutely.
Mostly.
One of those diseases called Bartonella they know about it in psychiatric circles because it causes all kinds of psychological problems.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor. You know, I'm really not in a position to speak of any of it other than from our own experience.
And, that's right.
And what I saw in these films, I bought these films last year, and I was going to do it last year, but I didn't. I know a few people in town who present with, to me, it's obvious that they've been infected with Lyme or some Lyme-related tick bite. You know, they have a history of being in an area where the ticks are endemic. They spent a lot of time in the brush and on the ground. And years later, they have arthritis, they have brain fog, can't read, but there's a lot of denial. I mean, there really is a lot of denial in that. I mean, you go, well, you know, I'm better today, you know, and that's what it is. I mean, one day you feel okay, and the next day you're in the toilet again, unless you have a chronic like Megan does. I mean, it's like, as far as the chronic Lyme complex, it doesn't exist. You look at the CDC guidelines, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And the guidelines haven't changed since 2002. And when they tried to get them changed, you know, they tried to have an open discussion with scientists from the Lyme, they basically call ILAD doctors, which are Lyme literate doctors, and the regular doctors, you know, they would not get together. They weren't allowed, the Lyme guys weren't allowed in the conversation. Basically,
what was it like for you as a family impacted by Lyme to watch these films?
Well, she didn't watch them till Sunday.
I just watched them Sunday because I knew it was coming, and I could get tear up right now. I mean, I cried all the way through them because one of the cries for me was that of relief. Because I've always known that there are people all over the country, in fact, all over the world, who are dealing with this. But this disease has taken over our lives. So, the treatment of it and the management of it. And so to know that there are people out there, I don't want anybody else suffering, but to know that there's a community of people who are doing this with determination and open hearts, and that there are doctors who are doing this.
At
great risk themselves professionally, but they're doing it. It's just, to me, it's like the sun rising.
There are support networks out there. You're not alone.
There are support networks out there. Absolutely. And there's more and more information. It's really nice to see pictures of people in lime green T-shirts, you know, kind of. And a lot of them are very sassy. And so for me, that part of it was very good. But there's this underlying thing. It's so serious. This is our daughter, you know.
Yeah. And you see this. And, you know, the validation is there. You go, when I saw it the first time, I went, holy crap. I mean...
It is validation.
I could go in the next room, or I can go over where Megan lives and see the same thing, you know. And, you know, it's hard. It's a mental game. And if you're not mentally tough, it's very hard. It's hard on everybody. And I honestly, if I were in my daughter's position, I'd have been off this bridge years ago. I'd have jumped off.
She's
what are
amazing.
You hoping people will take away from these films?
Number one, that Lyme disease is a real thing. And number two, you can get it, you can get cured from it. Mm-hmm. And especially the faster you act, you know, it's like anything else. The more information you are, the more informed choices you can make. And you'll learn a little bit about ticks. And we have a lot of paper handouts and things people can take with them.
So do you hope that people watch both films? Because
yes,
there's the emergence from this. There's the hope. There's the future.
Yes.
But this one recoils to the other one. You know, the emergence has portions of the first one. So
you can watch them as a standalone movies.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
You don't need both of them. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning and joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Lucy and Rich Phillips. Lyme Awareness Month is happening. Under Our Skin will be shown on the 17th and emerges on the 24th, both 6 p.m. at Sitka Public Library.